The system which controls how 200,000 Defense Department employees are hired, compensated, promoted, and rewarded is now under review. The National Security Personnel System has come under fire in recent years by federal employees' unions. They say it's unfair and allows for cronyism within the department.
Joining us now, Amy Morris from our sister station, Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Amy, how are the various groups involved responding to the review?
Well, unions are happy. I mean, they've always said that the system is inherently flawed and that it lacks transparency. The Government Accountability Office actually audited the system, and they questioned whether it would be a fair reflection of employee performance, and that's all tied to things like bonuses and raises and promotions. So the NSPS people themselves, Brad Bunn is the executive director, he actually told us that he's not surprised by this review, that it's very complex, it's very controversial, you have a whole bunch of new people coming in, and so a lot of people are affected by it, so of course they're going to review it.
How many employees are involved?
205,000 are currently covered by this personnel system. It was implemented about 3 years ago. Now, 2,000 more were supposed to be cycled into the system this spring, but that's not going to happen because everything is on hold while this review is going on. That's going to take a couple of months. However, you need to know that the 205,000 people who are in the system now, it's going to be status quo. Everything's going to be normal for them.
So why is the review being done?
Well, it goes back to transparency and fairness. The Deputy Secretary of Defense is William Lynn, and he says the whole system is so complex they have to make sure that it is effective and fair and transparent. And while the NSPS officials agree with that, they also say that it's important to make sure that they are operating a fair system and that they can show that they're doing that. So DOD is working with the Office of Personnel Management to figure out a timeline of the review and the framework of it, and we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they could tweak the system, they could scrap it all together, or anything in between.
Amy Morris with us live here on WTOP. She's with our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.